Well, Jay, good to have you back. PrepRunningNerd.com, the website, doing fantastic. We're down. We just completed districts. We're down to the state meet coming up this week in Kearney. Jay, you've been following a lot. Boy, it should be some great, fantastic races in Kearney coming up, huh?
I think it is going to be. We're really excited to see who's going to pull out all these wins. I would say that there's only one race where we're almost certain we know the winner, but the other seven races are up for grabs, so it's going to be an exciting day on Friday.
Notice in your recent newsletter, one thing was pretty a great feature is kids who have been out with injuries recovering, coming back for a chance to compete districts and state. And the list is kind of a long one, isn't it?
Well, that was crazy. In the B1 girls race, there were six girls who missed at least 2 weeks of competition that placed in the top 15. And some of those girls actually had missed almost the entire season. So Ella Ford from Elkhorn North pops out as one who didn't race until the conference meet 2 weeks ago and then ran really well at districts on Thursday. And the other one would probably be Maggie Leichtig of Omaha Duchenne, who probably has a stress fracture, and you know that's pretty common in cross country. And if it's not important to you, you just wrap up the season and get healed. But she realized that her Duchenne team probably wasn't going to qualify if she didn't compete at districts. So she pulled out a 13th place finish, and that was good enough to get them to state. If she had not run, they likely would not have qualified.
Of the classes, boys and girls, which one really stands out as they're all going to be fun to watch, no question about it, but what's the ones you're really looking forward to watching?
Well, I'll give you a little rundown, if you don't mind, by class. Put together some notes here. So in Class D boys, the cream of the crop right now has been Mason McGreer and Eli Goodell of Perkins County. They have, of course, as teammates, run against each other all year. Eli's beaten Mason three times, but we've got Mason as a slight favorite going into state because we feel like the hilly course favors his running style a little bit better. He's kind of a power runner, and I think that he was able to win at UNK earlier this season, and I would say he's our slight favorite for that Class D title. But you'll never know. I mean, there are always people who can pop out some surprises, but Perkins County is also one of our co-favorites for the team title. They're going to battle North Platte, St. Pat's, Cornerstone, and Donovan Trumbull. So that's a pretty exciting race, and I think that Mason and Eli have been great teammates for the last 2 years, and I'm sure that Mason will be happy whoever wins, but they've just been great kids to watch. On the girls' side, Delaney Runnels of Niobrara Verdigre has just been a standout for the last 2 years. Unfortunately, their school doesn't compete against a lot of the other top runners throughout the year, so she's kind of in northeast Nebraska doing her thing, and everybody else is beating their brains out in the other part of the state. But this will be the first chance that she gets to match up against Ashley Robertson of Wallace and Sage Holtmeyer of Tri-County. Ashley is our number two ranked Class D runner this year behind Delaney, but Sage Holtmeyer actually beat her at the UNK race. And I think the wild card here for Class D girls is that there are four freshmen ranked in the top nine, and these freshmen keep getting better throughout the year. They get a little bit more racing experience. They get adjusted to the 5K distance, and you just aren't really quite sure what's going to happen at state. But I would not be surprised if one of them outruns their rankings. On the team side, McCool Junction, two-time defending champion Hemingford, Sandy Creek, and Mullen all look good. Mullen hasn't run as well the last couple weeks, but we called them as one of the favorites at the start of the season, and I think that still holds true. In Class C, which kind of gets maybe a little bit more into your area, Tyler Hetz of Gothenburg has kind of been one of the studs all year. He did lose to Avery Carter of Milford earlier in the year, but we still feel like Tyler's the favorite for the race. And he's also going to be battling Trevin Opp of Lincoln Christian. And so there's a little bit more of a middle of Nebraska flavor there. We're on the team side, we're looking for Gothenburg to go into state as a team favorite. Holdridge has had an up and down season. They really came out hard. They've got four quality runners. They went through a lull in the middle of the season, but now they're ranked second in the coaches poll, and they should give Gothenburg a challenge. And then Lincoln Christian has two outstanding runners to lead the team, and they're ranked third, and I think should give Gothenburg and Holdridge a run for their money. On the girls' side in Class C, Haley O'Daniel of Arlington is a little bit like Delaney Runnels in that she just hasn't had the opportunity to race a lot of the other girls until this tail end of the season. She won the UNK meet and faced really everybody that's of consequence in Class C. And she was able to race the Columbus SCOTUS girls at districts and did well again. So she is a heavy favorite for us. But we're also looking at Scout Bell of Gothenburg. She's had an up-and-down season, started out great, had a bit of a dip in the middle of the season, and has come on strong at the end. So she was third at the UNK meet, which is really a state preview, and we look for her to be in the top three again. Alexis Erickson of Aurora is ranked third right now. And Avery Heinrich, another one of those pesky freshmen from Columbus SCOTUS, she looked great at districts. I was at that meet, and I think that she could do well at state. Last year, you and I talked before the start of the state meet, and I told you that SCOTUS was a heavy favorite. Unfortunately, SCOTUS didn't have the best meet. One of their best runners had to walk it in due to some heat-related complications, and they did not win. They are ranked number one again this year, and I would say their team is not quite as strong as last year, but they still are the favorites for sure. And they're going to take on Auburn, who's ranked second, and I believe has finished second the last 2 years. And then Gothenburg is an interesting team. They're very young, but if Scout Bell can score high and Adeline Pinkston and a couple other girls can run well, Gothenburg could be on the podium too.
You mentioned the UNK invite. That was a couple of weeks ago. That's always kind of a nice meet because it's on a state course, and you get a lot of teams involved hoping that they're going to be right back there in a couple of weeks for the actual state meet. But that's kind of a nice preview a couple of weeks before the actual state meet, isn't it?
It is, and you don't see as much head-to-head competition in Class A. This year we were missing Lincoln Northstar and Millard West. But Class B, C, and D really are great previews. I think the only team that we really missed in Class B was Lincoln Pius. But we had, I think, 13 ranked runners out of 15 at that meet. Class C is much the same. And then I'd say Class D, about the only big dog we were missing was Delaney Runnels from Narbrada Vertigrace. So you look at that UNK meet, and it's just a preview of the course, particularly for these freshmen, but it's also just a good way to find out where people are headed towards state.
Well, you mentioned the weather. There's been a lot of meets over the past month or so, Jay. It's been warm. It's been a warm fall, but it looks like for Friday, temperatures, I think, expected high temperatures, mid-60s, so right around noontime with that first race, it should be ideal. I think it should be very, very nice and comfortable, I think, for those runners.
It should be. This is probably one of the cooler meets we've had in a few years. I remember when Henry ran it 4 years ago, he had two pairs of gloves and tights and a lot of other stuff, and he absolutely loved it, but a lot of kids didn't. So 65 is maybe on the high end of perfect running weather, but it's still pretty good. And when you talk about that noon kickoff, then that's when the B boys will race. We've got a really good race here, and Braden Lofquist of Gretna East has run well all season. He won an 800 state title in Class A a couple of years ago and has just been a really impressive runner. And so he'll face off against Austin Carrera of Hastings and Tommy Rice of Scutt. And the unknown here is David Cryer and Joe Majerus of Lincoln Pius. Pius has transitioned from Class A to B, and they've got a schedule that isn't really aligned with Class B yet, so they've been headed some places where we haven't gotten as many head-to-head matchups with the top guys as we would like to see. So David Cryer could be an interesting Harris has been beat up a little bit the last 18 months, but he could also have a good day. And because of Cryer and Majerus, Pius comes into the Class B meet as the favorite. They're the top-ranked team, and they, if they win or finish second, they would break that stranglehold that Omaha Scott and Lexington have had on the Class B trophies the last 7 years. So Scott and Lex have finished first or second the last 7 years, and nobody else has gotten a trophy. So Pius looks to be the favorite for that. And then Hastings has a very solid program as well. And so the coaches think that Hastings has a leg up on Scott. And so we'll see how that goes. Preview the Class B girls, and we had talked, I think it maybe at the start of the year, that this was going to be the most interesting race. This definitely was the most interesting division at the track meet, from my opinion, last year. And it's the Class B girls. We've had a slugfest between Norris and Elkhorn North all year. Kendall Zavala goes into state ranked number one, but it's really a toss-up between Kendall Atlee Wallman of Norris and Leah Robinson of Elkhorn North. They've all raced each other a lot this year. They've each won some of those races. And so you could flip a coin to figure out who's going to win this. I think some dark horses in that race are also Sophia Reynolds out of Hastings, who's had an excellent year. And then Ella Ford, who we talked about earlier, but she's only run two races this year. She was an absolute blazing force on the track last spring before she had a stress fracture. So if Ella is continuing to get better, which often happens to these folks who come back late in the year, she could be a force battling for the top spot. And then, as I noted, Elkhorn North and Norris are they've been the cream of the class the last 2 years. Right now, we've got five Elkhorn North girls ranked in the top 15. So Elkhorn North definitely has the edge, and I think they've won at least the last three head-to-head matchups this season.
Now, as far as advice for folks that are going to be traveling to Kearney, advice for fans, and advice for runners, once again, for this big meet coming up.
Well, I think the big advice for fans would be buy your tickets online, buy them in advance. That will simplify your entry process. But you definitely need to go early. There have been some lines at the entry points, particularly at the main one by the Kearney Country Club clubhouse. And one of the things that we really like about State is people bring signs, and we will have a bunch of nerds out there trying to take pictures of signs. Some of them are absolutely hilarious, and we hope to see that. This is really the meet of the year where people come out in force and bring these signs and wear goofy outfits, and so we're excited to hear that. The results for the race will be online, and we've got a link to that at our latest nerds letter. The NSAA also has a great website where you can find out about a lot of these things, and if you just Google NSAA cross country, you will find that webpage, and they'll give you more details on how to buy tickets and where to park and how to use the shuttle, things like that. We don't usually give it race advice. That's something I try to avoid, but I guess I would give a couple pieces of advice for this. One, the runners, you really need to soak in this high school state meet. The high school running is so unique. I've had the opportunity to watch two of my boys run in college, and while we've loved the college experience, you just can't beat the camaraderie and the just the environment of a high school state meet. It's just absolutely crazy. And I think because it's such a great environment, there's this kind of preference to go out hard early, and that is absolutely the wrong thing to do at the UNK course. The second half of their course is far harder than the first half. And so one of the things that I've heard many people say is that you can't win a medal at the state meet in the first mile, but you can definitely lose a medal at the state meet in the first mile. So for those of the, particularly those kids who are hoping for a medal but definitely not a lock, our suggestion would be that you go out with the pack, maybe behind the pack, and sort yourself out. And after you get to the mile point, then start racing.
hit the website, PrepRendingNerd.com, and you mentioned your nerds. Boy, you got a bunch of nerds have worked for you and doing some great things, taking some great pictures for you this fall, haven't they?
They have. They came out in force last week. Particularly, we were able to shoot at 15 of the 19 district meets all over the state, and they did a great job. And so our website, PrepRunningNerd.com, has the nerds letters that we write a nerds letter every week and try to do a rundown of what's happening in Nebraska cross country. We've also got our rankings on there, so if you wanted to bone up on who the favorites are for a particular race, we've got the top 15 as well as a watch list for every class. And if you really want to dive deep, you can go back to all the articles we posted in August that are under our blog tab. And we did a season preview for each of the eight classes or divisions and kind of made some predictions. I haven't gone back to look to see how accurate we are, but you guys can judge us for that. And we also have all these photos that we put on Facebook. So Prep Run Any Nerd is on Facebook and Twitter, and we've got albums. So we give away all of our photos for free, and so they're all out there. So one thing we didn't cover is the Class A outlook. So just to go real quickly, mm-hmm. I had mentioned at the outset that there's one person who we're almost certain is going to win, and that would be Juan Gonzalez of Fremont. Unless he gets hit by a golf cart, we're pretty confident he's going to win his third title. And that's probably the last achievement he needs to be officially declared the best Nebraska high school runner ever. He's already got the state records at the 1600 and the 3200. He's got two state cross-country titles. He's had a top 10 finish at a national end-of-season meet. And so we expect him to do well. I would say that he's going to finish at least 30 seconds ahead of the field. Now, the field behind him, that's probably the more interesting race for second, third, and fourth. Noah Miller is a Fremont runner as well. He's been consistently top five this season and runs incredibly well. He'll be competing with Caden Boltz of Grand Island, Josiah Bitker and Ethan Zastro of Lincoln North Star, who are second and third. And Lincoln North Star finally matched up with Fremont at the Hack Conference meet in Kearney 2 weeks ago, and so that's our first look. And the edge between the two was razor thin, so that's going to be the real big team competition. It's going to be between Fremont and Lincoln North Star. And then two other runners to watch are Ryan Kugler and Connor Gross of Westside. They've ran well all season, kind of flip-flopped on their finishing order for Westside, but they ran well at districts, and that should be an interesting race. And then finally, on the girls' side, we kind of returned to Kearney, and so Abigail Berger won the UNK meet. And she's from Kearney. This is her home course. She's run it twice this year and countless times over her career. We've got Kate Edmeyer ranked first. Kate's from Millard West, but Abigail could have the upper hand just because she knows that course so darn well. And then some dark horses for that title would be Mabel Hennison, a freshman from Omaha Marion, Meredith Marsh and Hannah Susie of Lincoln Southwest, and Abby Duro of Millard South. On the team rankings, then, the coaches have Millard West first, Lincoln Southwest, and Kearney third. And I think those are really the three teams that are going to legitimately battle for the team title. We'd give an edge to Millard West just because they've run so well this year. But again, Kearney is running on their home course, and there's an advantage there. So we'll see how well they do.
Jay, great stuff as always. Great preview again. We appreciate what you do and each and every week. And the end of the cross country season is here. It's going to be a great day over in Kearney on Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's our Christmas, so we're excited for it. We're also slightly excited for the day after Christmas, to where we get to rest a little. But this has been a great season. I love all the nerds who have helped us do this great coverage. It wouldn't be the same without the 20 folks who are out there grinding every week. And we also appreciate all the fans who have supported us and helped us grow this sport. So it's it's going to be a great day. It'll be great weather, and we can't wait to hear the cheers.